9 days after the deadly shootings at Virginia Tech, investigators say they still don't know why Sung-Wee Cho killed 32 people or whether the victims were connected to the shooter in any way. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
Speaking to reporters in Blacksburg, Virginia today, the head of Virginia Tech Police, Wendell Flincham, revealed new details about the attacks and how Cho carried them out. Police say Cho chained all three of the public entrances to Norris Hall. By the time police broke into the building and made their way to the second floor, they heard the last shot fired. The shooting spree lasted for 9 minutes.
At this stage of the investigation, officers have determined that Cho fired more than 170 rounds within Norris Hall. At this time, there's also no evidence to link Cho to the bomb threats made on the campus in the weeks prior to the April 16th shootings.
Authorities say there is evidence that Cho had been planning the attacks for a while, though. Cho purchased two guns earlier this year, one in Blacksburg and one in Roanoke, and he practiced shooting at local firing ranges. But Stephen Flaherty of the Virginia State Police says there are still some key questions about Cho's victims, if they had a connection to Cho, and if and why they were targeted.
So the answer is, the short answer is, yes, we don't have any information to connect the two, but we're following a number of leads. We're talking to people, and we very well may be able to make that link, if there is one.
Police have searched emails and phone records for Cho and his first victim, Emily Hilscher, but so far nothing has revealed a connection. Flaherty says the investigation is still in the early stages, and he warned it could be months before the case is closed. Rachel Martin, NPR News.